France and Germany, who continued the development of Jewish knowledge and Jewish civilization. I would like to share with you a few insights as to why this happened. We see things in perfect hindsight, and in perfect hindsight it's easy to be an historian, and it's easy to make sense out of events. I am sure that people 100, 200, 300 years from now, looking back on our age, will say, well, why didn't they do this and why didn't they do that? And it's so clear what the motives and forces and pressures were. But we who live in it and through it are never privileged to be able to see the whole picture. There are certain rules in Jewish history. Those rules have proved inexorable till our time. So you'll say that if the rules are correct, then why don't we live by the rules? The same reason we don't stop smoking, and the same reason that we're overweight, and the same reason that we talk in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, and the same reason that we're human. Human beings don't live by rules. And I don't know whether that's the rebellious nature or the creative nature. It's probably a little of both. But we don't live by historic rules either. But I think it's important for us to know the historic rules. Number one, since the destruction of the Second Temple, whenever there has been a time of great dispute within the Jewish community, that community, within a relatively short period of time, loses either its role of leadership or disappears completely. The Talmud tells us that the Second Temple and the Jewish community in the land of Israel was destroyed because of machlokas, because of sinas chinam, because of the Jews are a contentious, quarrelsome people. So it's one thing to be contentious and quarrelsome. It's another thing to be so contentious and quarrelsome that you behave like the Lebanese. And in our history, we have behaved like the Lebanese. In fact, they may have learned it from us. And in the Second Temple, as we have gone through the history of it in a cursory fashion, but we saw how those disputes, wars, fractionalism, divisiveness, intolerance, bigotry, hatred among Jews brought about the demise of the Jewish community in the land of Israel. So then the Jews moved to Babylonia. They set themselves up, and for almost 600 years, 650 years, they were extremely powerful. They rebuilt an autonomous Jewish community, a scholarly Jewish community, a wealthy Jewish community. They were even able to withstand the coming of the Muslim world, which should have shaken the Jewish community to its very foundation, but it did not. But from the beginning of about the year 850 onwards, the decline of the Babylonian Jewish community becomes obvious, and it is accompanied by a period, if not caused by a period, of terrible divisiveness. I had discussed with you the quarrel between Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon, who was the greatest of the Gaonim, and David ben Zakkai, who was the Reish Galusa, the exilarch of the time. That war, which lasted over two decades, left scars, very, very deep scars. And those scars never were healed. I know that all of you know that there's no fight like a family fight. And you can make peace between almost everybody in the world. But the scars of a family fight are not easily healed.